Hey, we just landed. Bimini is beautiful. The girls are already having so much fun.
Loving you, darling.
I can't wait to show you everything we're doing this week. It's gonna be a blast. This is the best look you'll ever get at how an NFL swimsuit calendar is made. From the beautiful beaches of Bimini in the Bahamas, we'll see if we can find a conch shell, meet a mermaid, and become a team along the way.
Beautiful. Great job. Okay, we're going to raise the arms up. Now blow me a kiss on three. One, two, three. Excellent.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to shoot a swimsuit calendar? My name's Julia, and you're going to follow me with my 32 best friends, the New England Patriots cheerleaders. I'm going to give you the inside scoop, Ferris Bueller style, between hair and makeup, our extreme workouts, and our fun slumber parties.
I think you're good.
Every photo shoot starts with hair and makeup. I rolled out of bed this morning, wasn't really looking my best. My breath might smell a little, no, just kidding, I brushed my teeth, but I love getting my hair and makeup done. We have the best glam squad in New England. And they just make you feel amazing, and it's so important before going into the photo shoot to feel good.
It was my first time getting my hair and makeup done for a professional photo shoot that way. So a definitely range of emotions were happening, but you just feel like, I don't know.
Yeah, they are so professional and they're so good at what they do. They just enhance everything about you. Like the makeup artist just like can see your face and like know the right angles to put like the correct colors on. The hair artist, like she just knows like how to work with your hair, and because we all have different hairstyles, I mean, you can't get any more opposite than that.
My hair has a wet look, but it doesn't have to, it's not like I dunked my head in water. It has a purpose. Every little wet hair has a purpose and a place, and it's gonna look amazing.
That walk, the moment of walking to the shoot, you just feel special, like something you thought about as a kid or dreamt about. Getting to that moment is a rush that you share with everyone on the team, but it's your own special moment, and for me, on a very special day.
So surreal to be on the set. It feels like I'm on top of the world.
At first, when you find out that you're coming here with your whole team and everything, and that you're coming for the calendar shoot, I feel like it doesn't feel real until you're actually there. That's when you're like, I did it. I made the team, and now I'm here. I'm a New England Patriots cheerleader. It's a really great feeling.
It's kind of just like a whirlwind and like a range of emotions. Like, you're a little bit nervous because you want to nail it and you want to give them what they want, but then you're also excited because it's like your time to shine, and it's something that you really get to showcase your hard work and what you've been working for at that very moment.
Your roommate is there to help hold your things, take pictures of you, all the attention's on you.
Anything
and
you
it's,
need.
It's so fun. You feel like a celebrity.
It feels like it's totally your day. Everyone's there to support you, to root you on, to help you with anything that you need. It's so incredible.
Bring them up. Good. Gorgeous. Good.
This is literally the best birthday ever. It's a little hot outside, so I love that I'm in front of the fountain and getting wet. And Rob is making me feel amazing. My whole team is here. They sang happy birthday to me. I'm feeling pretty good. Get it?
Okay. Rob. Working with Rob is, it's honestly so much fun.
Two, three, and up. Good.
He tells you what to do if you're not sure. He makes you feel very comfortable.
Towards me a little bit.
Yeah, I love that.
He makes you feel beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And it gets you going.
Fabulous.
It gets you in the mood. Like, you own it.
Rob gives us a sneak peek sometimes. He lets you look at his, like, actual camera, which is going to look nothing like it does when it's actually printed in front of you. So when you get to see it through his eyes and see what it actually looks like, it's really awesome and, like, really impressive.
Oh, big sweaty hug before the video crew gets you. Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
Rob and the photo team certainly took a lot of pictures, but so did me and my 32 teammates. In fact, this trip, thanks to our easy-to-use cell phones, we took 12,000 pictures, about 1,000 more than the photo team took in making the calendar.
How often have I used my phone? When have I not used my phone?
I think phones play a big role in our trip. Yeah, we always document every moment. We spend most of our days taking pictures with each other. I mean, this trip itself is like the first bonding experience we have as a team all together. So we get pictures with everyone, individual, group shots.
Mm-hmm. And everything.
You take pictures on the beach,
yeah.
You want to look nice and get the moment being in the Bahamas. It's not every day that I
exactly.
get to come.
Yeah, you want to capture the moment. You want to be able to show your friends and family when you get home what a great time you had.
There's too many beautiful landscapes for us not to have our phones by our side.
And then too many beautiful landscapes to not take pictures in front of
and post
with
them.
All of our friends.
Personally, I haven't had my phone on me all that much during this trip. I actually disappointingly looked through my phone today. I was like, I need to start taking more pictures. I need more pictures with people.
It's good to capture all these memories because you only get a short amount of time to do it. So when it's over, you're going to want to remember those times.
These are memories that every one of us want and we work really hard for. And we want to share them. We dance, we work out, we get super glammed up. And thanks to the pictures taken, we can not only remember this trip forever, but we can share it with you. Besides the memory I got at the end of my shoot, nothing like a little cake and ice cream to go with the bikini calendar.
Get it done.
You made it for you.
That's it.
Yay.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hey, this whole trip wouldn't have happened if we didn't get down to the Bahamas.
We're excited to have some special guests on this flight, the Patriots cheerleaders, traveling to their annual photo shoot.
And for one lucky winner on the flight, this trip was totally awesome.
We're giving away a Patriots swag bag. It has all kinds of cool stuff. And two round-trip tickets on JetBlue Airways anywhere we fly.
Oh,
are you
God.
Ready to play?
So if you're sitting in CE, you are still in the game.
Something good about a middle seat. Looks like whoever's sitting in E1 today is our winner!
Woo!
Right up front. Congratulations. Thank you so much, everyone, for playing. Enjoy the rest of your flight. Thanks for choosing JetBlue, and how about a round of applause for the Patriots cheerleaders?
The round of applause was nice, but I missed it. Hey, between the early morning flight and the extra legroom, this was one Patriots cheerleader dream vacation where we definitely slept.
We have the best in the biz, Andy Berler, with his famous VMAX workouts. When we're cheering in front of 70,000 fans, we have to have endurance.
Good. Did you land soft? I do not want to hear those landings. Stay explosive. Last 3, 2, clap it out. Good job. Let's go. Alright guys, good job. Okay guys, next.
So hot this morning for VMAX.
I know, I'm kind of a little sore from it.
But at least it was early, so the sun wasn't quite up.
I know. One of the most important parts about being a New England Patriots cheerleader is that we're brand ambassadors for the NFL when we travel outside the country, for the whole craft organization, and today, we're going to be part of a red ribbon cutting ceremony for the resort that we've been staying in, and we get to meet the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, which I'm super excited for.
Andy's coming tomorrow, so it'll be even harder.
I know, it'll be awesome, but that's okay.
Look, as Patriot cheerleaders, we get to do cool stuff. We travel the world, we go to football games, but we need to carry ourselves as strong, confident women at all times. It's all worth it for what you learn, the friends you make, and trips like this.
We attended the grand opening ceremony where they did the ribbon cutting, which was great to be a part of.
I feel pretty lucky. I guess we do feel really lucky because we're almost breaking in the hotel. I mean,
yeah.
The service has been amazing. The people here have been amazing. Our complete experience has been
surreal.
Perfect.
They've done a fantastic job hosting us. They've been very welcoming and friendly, and it's been a great time.
Such a small island, you know, and then to have a 5-star resort just open up and like just brighten it up even more than it already is because it's so beautiful.
They're known for their fishing, and they have, you know, a town and a couple of houses, but this is really sort of their first big hotel to bring in a lot of tourism, and it was really cool to be part of that and be part of sort of this christening moment to kind of be the kickoff in this huge opening weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Even the Prime Minister of the Bahamas was here. Mm-hmm. So to hear him speak and just empower the people was very inspiring, I would say.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect word, was empowering.
It was me.
This is a very big stepping stone for the island, and I think everyone's really excited to see it and see how it makes the island grow as a whole.
4, cut.
Give them a round of applause, please, ladies. That was
the cultural opportunities that these trips afford are important for us personally. I mean, those kids could dance, but also for the team we represent.
We are the face, just like the players, of the New England Patriots organization. We have to be ambassadors to the team.
And not only are we ambassadors to the New England Patriots cheerleaders, but we're ambassadors to the entire league, which
Absolutely.
Is a big deal, and it's a good feeling.
So I have been lucky enough in my second season to be an ambassador for NFL Mexico. To be a Hispanic woman and to be the voice for our Latin community, not only in New England, but in other countries, just like Mexico, has been a complete honor, and I hope that we can reach out to other countries as well.
Saludos desde Bimini, Bahamas. Besos.
Like I said, we get to do cool stuff. We're guests of honors to open the hotel, and then that night, we got to go to a sick rooftop pool party. And I knew it all along. I knew it, and that night confirmed it. Mermaids might just be real. As you go down the line on this squad, you are surrounded by amazing women at all times. There is someone whose work and intelligence inspires you.
There are so many women on this squad that have actual professional careers, and that completely breaks the boundaries and the stereotypes of what cheerleaders are. I almost feel like Clark Kent, like a Superman, where we have this professional attire and careers going on at night. We take off that clothes and we have our pom-poms in that uniform. It's something special.
Exactly.
We're all in school, or we're all working a full-time job, or
doing things in the community to just make a difference.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't even involve cheerleading. Like, we're all doing something other than being a Patriots cheerleader.
It's like superwomen.
Yeah.
It's like we have superpowers.
Yes, it's like we have superpowers a little bit.
But for all our accomplishments, Teresa, one of our rookies, is easily the most impressive. She is taking steps to change the world, and every day she's working in a lab, conducting research, and I swear, she's gonna cure cancer one day or something.
I'm currently working as a research associate at the Broad Institute, which is a joint research institute between Harvard and MIT. I graduated last year from Yale University with a degree in molecular biophysics and biochemistry, and in July I started working at the Broad.
In other words, she's very smart. I do all that too, just somewhere else.
All week, we've been missing one of our own, and one of my best friends, Jessie. But she had a pretty good excuse for missing this trip, one you may have seen on television. So on Sunday night in the resort, we all gathered to watch her compete for Miss USA. But even then, using our phones, we could all still be together.
Hi, girls. I just wanted to send you a little video and tell you how much I miss you and how much I know that you will be watching on Sunday and supporting me. I hope you are having the best time in Bimini. You know I wish I was there, but I wouldn't want to be anywhere else other than here at Miss USA. It's been such an incredible experience, and I am so glad to have you all behind me. I got Aunt Jessie Lynn behind me and everybody else behind me, but I got your beautiful flowers. It was so sweet of you. I love you all so much. I know you'll be watching on Sunday, and I can't wait to see you all. Love you so much. Signing out for Miss USA.
This is Miss USA 2016.
Supporting Jessie. I'm gonna get a little choked up, I think. It was so nice to see her shine. That moment that she announced, like, Jessica Strawn, Miss New Hampshire, like, it was so breathtaking. She looked so beautiful. She looked healthy. Like, everything had just fallen into place. And, like,
and the team went crazy. It was, like, we were all cheering. It was so much fun.
Watching one of our girls on television, national television, it was amazing. I mean, I love that I can say that I know one of the girls that competed in Miss USA.
It's a special feeling to dance on the biggest field, to represent the best team, and to watch your best friends under the brightest lights. Yeah, we're a pretty special group.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Patriot cheerleaders are 33 amazing, talented, intelligent, and beautiful women. It's a squad that I love and I'm so proud to be a part of, and a team that we're all honored to represent. But it's this week that brings us all together to get to know each other, to bond, to really become a team, and to learn things about each other and ourselves. To find out that if you put a conch shell to your ear, you do hear the ocean. To learn that mermaids are real, and to find out 1 week with 32 friends can be the best time of your life. And now that the season is right around the corner, we get to share all of this with each other, with our favorite team, and with you.
I am so proud to be on this squad. I had an amazing time in Bimini. See you at Gillette. Go Pats!